night.
Good night, Dad.
Won't you try and stay? You want to sing that song to me?
Sing.
What was it you were singing?
Hop, hop, hop in the butcher shop.
Hop, hop, hop to the butcher shop. I don't know that one.
Say any longer if my new mama will say, come down and load ya.
What is it? Hop, hop, hop to the butcher shop.
Stay any longer.
Stay any longer.
If I do my mother say.
If I do my mother says.
Come down on yonder.
Come down something yonder. Who taught you that?
Nana.
Nana? Oh, is that a Nana song? Mm. Oh, very good. Because you like that one that we sing at Julian's, don't you, about the bus? We all got on the bus today and off we went for a ride. And who do you think we saw?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. Say nothing.
Say nothing? Well, nothing can't miss on the bus, can it? No, say the name of a person.
Isabel.
Isabel. Isabel. So on she got and off we went, bumpety, 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 and who do you think we saw?
Just a train carriage.
A train carriage can't get on a bus, either, Thomas.
Just a train front.
No, or a train, the train driver can get on the bus. How about the train driver? The train driver, the train driver. So on he got and off we went, bumpety, 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 bump. And who do you think we saw?
Mummy.
Mummy. Mummy.
You want to go to Preston?
I want to go to Preston, do I?
On the train.
Oh, we're playing this again.
And not look, and not a speed whoop, and we're past Mummy.
Oh, has he sped past Mummy again?
Yeah.
Thomas, I'm just going to prepare her before we get our lunch. Is that all right?
Not look, and not wave, and not flag, not wave, and go whoop, and not wave down past Mummy.
Has he passed me?
You wanted to go to Preston.
Did I want to go to Preston?
Yeah. Buy some Purdy food.
To buy some Purdy food from Preston? And it's a long, long way to go for Timmy Whiskers, Thomas, I must admit. I know it's quite expensive at the spot.
Yeah, not wave, not wave, and you pass Mummy.
Okay, no more course, there's your lunch.
Not wave, not feed, and go past Mummy house. You cry.
I think I would cry, Thomas, if you'd driven past, yes.
Driven past.
That's it?
Yeah. Back home. He cried.
Has he gone back home for his lunch?
Yeah. Horses. Train's there.
What's he having for his lunch?
Sausages.
Is he having sausage?
Trimmer's too busy.
Is he?
Lion thing. What's that?
Rice. I've just realised, Thomas, I need to boil the kettle, so we'll just...
That's rice!
That's rice, yes. I just need to boil the kettle, so we'll have a look.
That's black rice!
Black rice?
Train's cooked up. There.
The train's caught up?
Yeah, there.
What do you mean, caught up?
It's there.
They're parked up together, side by side?
Yeah.
All right.
What was the train? Come back! Train doesn't move. I could pull that one. The train, come back!
Am I still waiting for that train to Preston?
Yes.
Goodness me.
We'll come running back.
Look, I'm not at the platform at the moment, so I'm busy getting lunch ready in the kitchen. I'll have to get a later train, Thomas.
A train's coming. It's train's coming.
Yes, but I'm not ready yet. I haven't got my bags ready. I haven't got my coat on. and I've got to get to the station. So I won't be ready for a little while yet.
The train's coming, Mum said. Mum said the train's coming.
Is it?
Yeah. Mum, you missed it.
I missed it again. No, never mind. I'll just have to get a later one. I wasn't actually ready to go anyway, so not at the moment.
Stopped.
I'm just sorting out some rice. You like rice, don't you?
No.
You do. Did you have a nice time at the music lesson?
Yeah.
Julian sang some songs about Easter, didn't he?
Easter egg.
Easter egg. Do you remember the one about hot cross buns?
I can't remember that.
Hot cross buns, hot cross buns. One a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns.
And then.
If you have your daughters, give them to your sons. One a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns. And he sang one about a cuckoo, didn't he?
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Yes.
Rest, that's right. In between singing, we had to have a little rest, didn't we? And Julian does that with his hands and says, rest. And you were copying him, weren't you, saying rest?
Yeah.
What's the matter? Have you dropped one of the trains? Well, why don't you just park the trains there while you have your lunch?
Help! Another one's coming down. Help!
Help! I don't know where it is. Oh, I see. It must have fallen and got stuck between your legs, had it? And there was one about cuckoos, wasn't there, building the nest, and one about springtime.
Spring is coming.
Spring, that's right, very close. Spring is coming, birdies yeah. Build the nest.
Rest.
Rest.
Again.
Well, I can't remember. No, let's just park the trains here while you have lunch, Thomas, otherwise they're going to spend all the time on the floor, aren't they?
No, here.
Well, just leave them there now. What else did you sing about?
No.
And I think we've only got two more music times. We've got next week, and then we've got the week after, and that's it.
I'm not need that one. I need the other.
Well, I don't think I've got any different cheese, Thomas. I think you tried this yesterday, didn't you? And you didn't like it. It was too strong.
I want the little one.
Well, I don't think we have any until we go shopping now. We're going to go and buy some more balloons and things, I think, for the party.
Where?
In Stockport.
Not now.
No, not now. After lunch, perhaps. Ah, guess what? I found one. This is all there is. Dairy Lee's strip cheese. This is all I have. Just this one packet. So when that's gone, that's it. Put some beef burger in there.
Yeah.
And some rice and some cheese.
I just ate a one.
Have you eaten a bit of beef burger? Did you like it?
Yeah.
For a taste, isn't it? That's from Michael's butcher shop.
Burger.
Beef burger, that's right, from Michael's. Would you like a glass of ginger beer?
Yeah, ginger
beer from nearly 3-year-old. No, I'm not. How about in a tweenies cup?
Milo's.
Milo, is that Milo on there?
Yeah.
What have we got? Tweenies, cups, plates, napkins, party bags, bowls, hats, balloons.
Yes.
Got little tweenie chocolates, haven't we, for the party bags and some bubbles.
Yeah.
But we need to buy one or two presents for things like Pass the Parcel. Whoever wins Pass the Parcel and pin the tail on the donkey. Although we've got a poster that says Eeyore looks sad. Can you pin his tail back on? And it's a picture of Eeyore, isn't it? And you have to put the tail back on Eeyore.
Yes, you have.
So we need to buy one or two more bits and pieces.
You haven't. Just the donkey do it. Stop it.
What was that about the donkey?
No, put them. No, I can't understand. Stop it.
I don't know what you're saying.
Stop it. Delicious.
Is it delicious?
Hmm?
Well, we bought that ginger beer, Thomas, at Christmas, didn't we? And we didn't drink it, and we just decided now we'd better get it used up.
And my fat birdie.
You've decided you like it. Meanwhile, Sam, we're having a real mixture for lunch. Would you like those as well?
Okay.
And make sure you eat some more beef burger and rice, won't you? Lots of things to eat.
Crisps. Stag juice and trains. And sausage. Trains. Mashed potato.
Mashed potato? I don't think we've got any mashed potato. We've everything but, haven't we? I think I'll have some rice with you. So when we go to Stockport, Thomas, we'll go on the bus and then Daddy can pick us up on his way back from work, won't he? Because we might have a lot of bags to carry. And also the bus is very busy.
I'll hold one bag.
Yes, you can hold a bag and we'll find something very light. Are you enjoying that? Oh. May I pinch from these? Oh dear, is it hot?
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if ginger beer out of the fridge. Mummy's having some hummus. What's on this? Would you like some of this? No, it can't possibly be hot, Thomas. Is it the bubbles? Are the bubbles going up your nose?
Yeah. Sarah told me that.
Pardon?
Dad told me that.
Daddy told you what, honey?
Then come with a garden and then...
Daddy told you they went up your nose, did he?
Grandad.
Oh, Grandad. Sorry, I thought you said Daddy. Well, I'm going to eat this cheese if it's too strong for you. And what about some beef burger? Mmm, that's really nice, isn't it? We remembered to take those milk bottles back to the butcher the other day, didn't we?
What?
Do you remember?
What for?
Well, because we'd had them sitting here for quite a long time. The plastic cartons that we buy at the supermarket, we can just put them in the bin. But the glass bottles, the milkman needs them again. So we can put more milk in and give them to other people.
A drink, a baby.
That's right. Milk's a drink for a baby. You still like milk, don't you?
Mummy, no.
You do. In the morning, you have a drink of milk. And in the afternoon, you have a drink of milk and sometimes a biscuit. And you still like to sit on Mummy's knee to drink it, don't you?
Yeah. You're the hero. Dad.
Who's the superhero, Mummy or Thomas?
Just Thomas,
I see. I thought I was the hero for letting you sit on my knee.
No, I see the hero, but train, enough! Trains, stop talking, ready, still.
You're crunching hula hoops and I'm crunching toast. I bet we're making a lot of noise, don't you? Oops. Oh dear.
Oh dear. That's the box.
Have I dropped it on the floor?
Chatterbox.
Chatterbox? Who's a chatterbox?
Mine's it.
Is she?
Yeah. Rubbing his toes on the floor. Come here, young.
Did you eat all your cheese?
What cheese?
The cheese that I gave you.
No! How from what cheese?
The cheese that was in this bucket.
Yes.
You've eaten it all?
Mm-hmm.
Did it taste good?
Yeah. More like mashed potato.
More like mashed potato? I don't know how you get that.
Margie and Simon, Bobby and Simon.
God, you're in Badger. You keep talking about Simon. Is Simon the man?
Yeah.
Is Simon the man that Badger keeps going round with? Mm. We saw Julian driving off in his car, didn't we?
Yeah.
He waved, didn't he?
With glasses on.
Yes, he had sunglasses on, didn't he?
Before that, me.
Because it was quite bright this morning when he was driving off.
Before.
He must have been quite a long time packing up, actually, Thomas, when you think about it, because we went... Let me think what we did now. We left music lesson, didn't we, at the right time?
Mm-hmm.
Must have been about 12 o'clock. And then we walked into the village, into Disbury Village, because we got some money from the bank, do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to...
Music lessons.
No, we'd already been to music lesson, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Where did we go? We went to buy some more wrapping paper, didn't we, for past the parcel?
Yeah, where?
The village saver.
Me and Pippin.
You and Pippin?
Yeah.
All right. I thought it was just you I had with me. And then we walked back past the music lesson and Julian was just leaving, wasn't he?
In his car.
In his car. So he must have been packing up for a good half an hour or so after we'd gone home. I suppose he's probably got to do things like turn the heating off and close the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And check everywhere's tidy, all the chairs are put back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know the big trestle tables at the back of the room?
Mm-hmm.
He'll have all his instruments to pack away carefully, won't he? Into boxes and then into his car.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got lots of things like the fire register and leaflets advertising music lessons that he always has on the desk at the front.
Yeah.
He'll have to tidy all those things away, won't he? This rice is nice.
It's nice Diet Coke.
Is it nice Diet Coke? It's actually ginger ale, Thomas, ginger beer.
It's not dirty beer.
No, it's not dirty beer.
Gran don't like dirty beer.
Who doesn't, Grandad?
No.
Dirty beer. We saw a big lorry delivering beer yesterday. Do you remember that big blue lorry?
There's only lots of wheels.
Did have a lot of wheels, yes.
Yes, the delivery.
Pardon?
Delivery.
Delivery?
Mm.
Delivery, that's a new one. Mm. Do you like those trains, Thomas?
Yeah. What's that big thing on the railway?
What big thing on the railway? Oh, drink that nicely, please.
Your things on the wage.
Oh, I know what you mean. It's the, I've forgotten what the point they call, but it means that you can have two lines of trains running at the same time, can't you?
Yeah.
And trains can switch from one track to another. Is it called a crossover?
Yeah.
Mummy and Daddy bought these two trains and the other extra bits of track.
Yeah.
In Tesco on Saturday.
Yeah. You're looking at me one.
Pardon?
You saw one in a big box.
Mmm. Well, Daddy kept you amused while Mummy went to buy it, didn't he? We bought you some extra curbside.
Let's say Sainsbury's.
You could say Sainsbury's. It says Sainsbury's. Be good to yourself. 50% less fat, fresh hummus. Yes, it was all in boxes. We bought you some extra curved track and crossover things.
Hot.
Can't be hot, Thomas. Now, would you please eat some more rice and beef burger?
Sainsbury's.
Now the hula hoops, I don't know whether they were Sainsbury's or Tesco. They might even be the spa shop.
No, it says Sainsbury's.
No, it doesn't say Sainsbury's, it just says original hula hoops. You can buy hula hoops in any shop, but this that says Sainsbury's on it, you can only buy in Sainsbury's.
It's more like Sainsbury's.
Mm. These tweeny cups we bought in Woolworths, but we've seen them in Toys R Us. And the same with the ginger beer. I don't know why Daddy bought that. You could buy that in any shop.
In Tesco's.
Yes, you could buy it in Tesco's or Sainsbury's, but if the label says Sainsbury's, you can only buy it in Sainsbury's. And if it says Tesco, you can only buy it in Tesco. Look, what does this cheese say on it?
I don't know.
It says Sainsbury's as well.
More.
Have you drunk that? Yes. Well, you have a mouthful of rice and some beef burger before I give you another drink.
No, sorry.
Mm. You can't just fill up on drink. You'll be hungry later this afternoon.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Well, did the rice go overboard and take the side of the bowl, didn't it, onto the cloth?
That's him up now.
Pardon?
That's him up a table.
What about the table?
That's a bit. Your body's got on a string.
Do I?
Your body's got washes and suits. There's your past Mummy. A prize.
Oh, has the train driven past Mummy again?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
The catch his train.
Mm. We'll catch the next one that comes along.
This is the next one.
Is it?
Yeah. Bingo. Woo!
Goodness me, that's noisy.
Man away down past Mummy. You cry again.
Where's the train going to, Thomas?
Sue.
To Sue?
Mm. Where's the train?
Is it just going to Sue's house?
Yeah. I see a woman's house and a nice woman's house.
Oh, nice woman's house.
I see a woman's house.
Oh, no, don't say that.
We're missing. Oh, it's here. I lost it on the floor.
You thought you'd lost it on the floor. You couldn't find your spoon and you thought you'd lost it on the floor. Were you digging some rice?
Mm. See what's in it. What are you digging?
What are you digging? Some rice. It tastes really good, doesn't it?
And then some big smell.
This is savoury rice.
The smell?
Well, I've got some of my own. Oh, it smells delicious. I think you ought to eat it. That's right. It's got carrots and peppers and peas and mushrooms in it.
More like pear. Pear. Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, you like pear, but it hasn't got pear. It's got peppers and peas and carrots and mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Especially peas. Mushrooms.
Mushrooms, yes.
You got four.
That's to make it taste nice. Savoury rice, isn't it? And you're being a very, very good boy eating it up.
Yes, that's so sweet.
Not yet, no, you've got to eat a bit more. Eat a bit more and I'll give you something else to drink.
Something to drink.
What about some more beef burger? That's a funny noise.
Mm-hmm.
All the plants we've got outside, aren't they pretty?
Mmm. Yes.
We bought that one in Disbury, the one that looks like big daisies. I think it's called a marguerite. Do you remember you carried them? You helped Mummy carry them back from Disbury. You put it in there. That's a herb pot outside. We got to plant them somewhere else. You stood it in the herb pot for me, didn't you?
Lots.
I like big daisies, like the small daisies that grow on the grass, only these are much larger.
Hula hoops.
No, I haven't got any more hula hoops. What did you call them? Hula hoops?
Yeah.
Hula hoops. Hula.
Like a holiday.
Hula hoops.
Fans, and so. Hula hoops!
Does Fan and Sammy eat hula hoops?
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah, tickle.
I've never seen Sam, Fan and Sam. I say Uncle Sam, I've never seen Fan and Sam eating hula hoops.
Just may on a pet head. I said, what's important? A potoot.
What's a potoot?
Yeah.
What's a potoot?
It means a window not smashed.
It means what, darling?
Not a window smashed at all.
It means not a window smashed?
No, your car smashed.
My car's smashed.
Yeah. That's only one thing window. See what's happened in the window.
No, don't do that to us.
Hmm? What's saying me?
What's saying me? I'm telling you not to bite the beaker.
Too busy watching the telly.
Who's too busy watching the telly?
Topsy.
Well, it's not turned on.
Oh, blooming heck!
What did you say? Oh, blooming heck?
No, blooming heck!
I think you mean oh, blooming heck. It's not turned on, though, is it?
No, blooming heck!
You've been a bit giddy now. Are you a bit tired today?
Yes. The hula loops.
Not hula loops, hula hoops, but there aren't any more left now.
I need to buy some more. Dead.
We'll be buying some crisps and lose your party, won't we? Please eat some more of this.
And some more trains, carriages.
Well, later on you can play with your trains on the floor.
You play.
I'll play with you. Oh, excuse you, what do you say? No, because you don't, that's naughty. You say, excuse me, please.
No. Bless you.
No, bless you, is when you sneezed. Oh, that's dirty, Mark. I was only asleep. You say, excuse me, please, when you've done a little noise like that. That's because you've been drinking a fizzy drink, isn't it?
My toothbrush.
You're singing toothbrushes upstairs.
Yeah. under there. And he did downstairs before.
Who bought you the singing toothbrush?
Sister Eileen.
Sister Eileen. Daddy came home from work with it, didn't he? She rang him up and said, Peter, can you call in? Because I've got a card and present for Thomas. And we picked up the parcel. Mm-hmm. What did it do?
Ding, 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 long, ding, long, with me.
Sing, sing, sing along, sing along with me. Brush, brush, brush your teeth each day.
Yeah, I'll put them on to me. In Mum's hair.
No, you don't put toothbrushes in Mummy's hair. Yeah. It's in anybody's hair, it's for brushing teeth. It's a little blue toothbrush with the bunny rabbit on the top. And it comes with two new toothbrushes, doesn't it? And you press the button and it sings, sing, sing, sing along with glee. Brush, brush, brush your teeth each day and be a friend to me.
No, put it downstairs.
No, it's upstairs at the moment. And we had to open it straight away because we could hear it singing, couldn't we, when we pressed it? Sing, sing, sing along with glee.
Brush, brush, brush your teeth. Hey, I'm in front of my mum's house.
You keep making words up to songs.
Sing, sing, sing along, cutting your mum's custard. Hey!
Sing, sing, sing along, put it in Mummy's custard.
Yeah.
Mummy hasn't even got any custard. We've not had custard for a long time, have we? I wonder if you'd like bananas and custard. You used to when you were a baby. I used to mash bananas up and put custard on. Because when I was a little girl at school, I used to have bananas, sliced bananas in custard. It was one of my favourites.
And carrots.
And carrots. Oh, yes, when you were a baby, you used to love carrots. I used to mix carrots and apple. All mushed together, because that's how you like them. Carrots, apple and cheese, that was your favourite when you were baby. Mummy used to like bananas and custard, but I've not had it for a long, long time. So I'm just thinking you might well enjoy that. Shall we have that one day next week?
Same!
So are you going to use your toothbrush a lot? What are you doing now, pretending to be a bee? We've not sung that song that Julian taught us for a long time, have we?
What taught?
What do you suppose? A bee sat on my nose. And what do you think? He gave me a wink and said, I beg your pardon, I thought you were the garden. Bzzz.
You did again.
What do you suppose? A bee sat on my nose. And what do you think? It gave me
a wink
and said, I beg your pardon, I thought you were the garden.
Again.
No, we've had enough of that one. Did it? Oh, he sang about the singer-songer sixpence, didn't he? Do you remember the maid was in the garden hanging out the clothes and along came a blackbird and...
Pecked my nose!
Not picked Mummy's nose, pecked off her nose. Shall we put it back on again so you can smell? What do you use your nose for, Thomas?
I don't know.
Smelling things?
Yeah.
When we went out yesterday for a walk, you wanted to smell the grass and smell the flowers.
Yeah. I've been naughty in the garden now.
Who's been naughty in the garden?
Brushing the trees.
Oh, that was when you were a baby. Well, not when you were a baby, but last summer you were very naughty in the garden, weren't you? You used to run outside and try and knock all the heads off the flowers and the leaves off the trees. You used to upset Mummy very much. But you're a big grown-up boy now. You don't do that, do you?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you're a big grown-up boy, but you're not naughty.
And you say, what's underneath that train?
What's underneath the train, Thomas?
It's a spoon.
A spoon?
Oh,
wow, is that the spoon that you were using to eat your ice with?
It went tumbled down.
It's tumbled down, has it?
Da-dad.
Da-dad.
Near Mummy's custard.
It's not custard, it's hummus, darling. It's chickpeas and garlic. I'm sure there's other things in it, like lemon juice. Would you like to smell that?
God, it smells like a...
Smell that.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yuck. Do you not like that?
No.
Use your nose for smelling. What do you use your eyes for?
No.
Looking at things.
And touching things.
And touching things. You use your fingers to touch. You feel things, don't you? You feel things with your fingers.
And you can wear a poster already.
Do you? Mm. Okay, just a second.
Isabel got a CB lorry.
Isabel's got a CB lorry?
Yeah.
What's a CB lorry?
At Christmas I wish I'd got a CB lorry.
At Christmas you wish you'd got a CB lorry? What's a CB lorry?
Isabel got a CB lorry.
A CB lorry? She's got an Eddie Stobart lorry, is that what you mean? The green one?
Mm.
Well, it's your birthday tomorrow. We'll have to see, not tomorrow, Monday. We'll have to see what people bring. Mm. But you've already had the post story from Grandma, haven't you? Thomas, don't you break it. Gently.
Well, look, Mummy. I'm on the wheels. Look, Mummy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. I see. Well, you see these little things at the end? They're magnets, aren't they? That's what the train carriages clip together with. But, yes, you're quite right. There are little metal studs on each of the wheels. So if you put a magnet there, you can drag the train along by its wheels, can't you? That's very funny. Look at that. Looks like the carriages are doing a dance. Huh. Are you going to have some more of this, love? Come on, one more piece. One more piece and then we can leave the table.
My post lorry is female.
If you eat one of those, I shall get your post lorry.
No.
No post lorry. Good boy. You see, you enjoyed it when you've eaten it. Oh, look, there's a hula hoop on the floor. You eat that and that, and I'll get the post lorry.
Mum.
Hey, what? Some more drink.
Did the beer lorry bring that?
Pardon?
Did the beer lorry bring that?
The beer lorry brings that, yes. Well, we saw that Schweppes lorry, didn't we? Do you remember? We saw that big yellow and red lorry. It said Schweppes on it.
Yeah.
And I think Schweppes do lemonade and tonic water.
And Coke.
Diet Coke. They do Coke. You're quite right. They do Coca-Cola. They don't do this because this is Canada Dry ginger ale. But where that's made, let me have a look at the can. Oh, it's canned in Ireland. But
the smell.
I'm sure they do something. Schweppes perhaps do their own ginger ale, ginger beer.
Oh.
It smells nice, doesn't it?
Lovely.
It smells lovely. Now watch your fingers on that ring pull can. Oh, it's Tommy got it in your eyes. No. It's too dangerous. You'll cut your finger on that. Do you feel warm enough? Thomas, do you feel warm?
There's a post lorry stuck there. That door's open. You see, a door's back open.
I can, yes. It's a big Royal Mail lorry with the doors open.
And shut in a minute.
Oh, and they're going to be shut in a minute, are they? Oh, they're closed now. Who's shut them? The driver?
No, Thomas is.
Oh, Thomas shut them. Well, do you think the postman wanted them open so that he could get some letters and parcels out of the back of his van?
Yeah, Lori, come back! Okay, Lori, come back!
Lori, come back, please.
Lori, drove away.
Driven away, Thomas.
I drove back to Mummy. was a CB lorry. Post lorry. It's got his back door to open, you'll laugh. Ha ha!
Ha ha! Do you remember a long time ago we saw that car in Disby driveway with its doors open?
Yeah.
We were going down School Lane, weren't we, near the school? I'm sure we saw two either the same day or very soon after one another.
What for?
Well, people have just driven off and forgotten that they've got the back of their cars open and vans. Very silly, isn't it?
Yes.
I think somebody did that the other day here because there were all those papers lying in the road and Uncle Brian went outside and picked them up. And it was somebody's folder and I think they'd left it on top of the car and driven away. And all the papers blew about, didn't they, and landed in our trees. Now don't break the cup, Thomas, please. You won't be able to use it again if you do that. No, that's not nice.
What's this royal mail say? Royal mail, Lorry.
Does it say royal mail on it?
Yes. Your look is whales on his front, on his back.
Yes, the back ones don't seem to be going round very well, do they?
No.
I think we'll have to take it to the garage for repair. Or perhaps Daddy can just have a look at it. What do you think?
And then look.
Do you think Daddy will be able to fix it?
The others. Well, this one's doing it. Another one's working. This one's working.
Hmm. That's right, they seem to be turning round, don't they? I don't really know what the problem is. I would imagine it's been dropped, has it?
Yeah.
Right, you eat that piece for me, please, and I'll get something else.
Thanks.
Please, Thomas. That's it? Good boy. That's a clever boy.
I need the bell now.
You need what, darling?
I need the bell. Put it on the ground.
Driving round and round.
No.
I feel very cold, Thomas. I might have to go put some heating back on. There you are.
Ooh, that's more like jam.
It is. It's a jam tart. It's a very small red jam tart. We had some lemon curd ones. That's a nice red jam one, isn't it?
Ooh.
Does that taste good?
Yeah.
You like jam, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm going to just put this cheese in the fridge.
Or in the cupboard.
I will put the cheese in the fridge.
Then better.
And lastly, go over to it. Do you remember that programme with Auntie Mabel and the daffodils?
Mm-hmm.
Once they were picked and packed into bunches, and popped in boxes, they went into a very, very cold storeroom, didn't they?
Yeah. Mum says woof. Pippin says woof.
Pippin says woof, does he? Are you enjoying that jam tart?
Nearly.
Nearly?
You just said, what's nearly?
Well, I was wondering why you said nearly. Because you're either enjoying it or you're not. Upstairs, Thomas, to put some heating on because I felt very cold. I enjoyed that.
Nearly.
Nearly. I was going to have one of these little cakes.
Where's your wonderful sweet?
A little biscuit?
Yeah. Where those come from?
Well, we've got quite some other things in for your party, haven't we?
Yeah.
You haven't had those for a long time, have you? Those little biscuits with the icing on top.
Mm-hmm.
We've got... Let me think what we're doing for the party. We're going to do some sandwiches. Tuna sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And egg sandwiches. Or mm-hmm. cheese sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got sausages on sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to cut up some cheese into cubes.
Yep.
And put cheese and perhaps grapes and cheese and apple on sticks.
Cheese and custard.
You're talking a lot about custard today.
Yeah.
I've not had custard for a long time. And then we've got lots of bread, different sorts of bread.
Oh.
And we've got mini garlic breads, only about that size, about the size of this jam tart you're eating. Lots and lots of garlic bread. And we've got two different sorts of pizzas.
Yeah.
And then we've got all sorts of dips. We're going to have hummus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's garlic and herb and, oh, I can't remember, onion. Can't remember, all sorts of different dips anyway. Because we've got to remember Daddy's going to be at the party and Daddy's on a diet.
That's so
the hummus that Mummy had at lunchtime today, Daddy can have. Come to, we'll get some more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got Pringles and Wotsits and Quavers and Hula Hoops and Crisps. Pss, pss. And we've got celery.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do a plate with chopped up banana
mm-hmm.
and apples mm-hmm. and strawberries and grapes.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got these little biscuits with the icing on.
Mm-hmm.
We've got jam tarts. Some lemon curd tarts, and then we're going to get a big plate. Oh, two big plates. One big plate we'll have on it a nice gatto.
The poster is spinning.
The poster is spinning round, and then we're going to have another platter, and it'll just be full of little buns and little cakes, chocolate finger biscuits.
Sooney Booney chocolate fingers.
Sooney Booney chocolate fingers. I've discovered that Sooney Booney is something that is it Milo or Fizz says.
Milo.
Milo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, watching Tweenies the other day, Milo says Sooney Booney. We didn't know what Sooney Booney meant before, did we?
No.
And chocolate finger biscuits, and there's little chocolate tea cakes, and we've got ginger biscuits,
mm-hmm.
homemade ginger biscuits. We'll have.
Yeah.
Other homemade biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite sure whether we'll do jelly and ice cream yet, Thomas, because everything else we've got people can just pick up in their fingers and eat. If we get jelly, people are going to have bowls and spoons. I think we might do ice cream in cones. That could be easier. The only trouble is we've got a lot of very young people coming, haven't we? Well, think about jelly and ice cream. But we've got lots of sweet things. We've got
wobble.
Oh, wibble wobble. You're thinking of jelly on the plate, aren't you? Well, that's something else you did with Julian, wasn't it? Jelly on the plate. Wibble wobble. Jelly yeah. on the plate. And what did you have to do? You had to wibble wobble, didn't you? With your legs and your arms and your head. And
wibble wobble, jelly on the floor.
That's right. The last verse, he said... Jelly on the plate, wibble wobble, jelly on the floor, and he all had to fall over.
Yes!
And his voice got really wibbly wobbly towards the end, didn't he? He kept saying, jelly on the plate. He could hardly speak, his mouth was wibbly wobbling that much. And then we're going to have birthday cake.
And then it's black and gold.
Pardon? You're going to hide under the table when it comes to the birthday cake?
Mm.
Oh, fair enough. That's up to you. How many candles on your birthday cake?
Lots!
Well, how about three? One, two.
Three, four.
No, not three, four. One, two, three. Just think, the next time we do a table off with the day, you won't be two anymore, you'll be three. Oh.
A four.
No, you're not four, no. You'll be three. My little baby's growing up, aren't you?
Yeah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah. You're still pretending to be a baby, are you?
Yeah.
Is that what the babies on the bus say?
Wah, wah, wah.
The babies on the bus say,
wah, wah, wah.
Wah, 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 wah. The babies on the bus say, wah, 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 all day long. I think Uncle Brian must be doing some jobs next door. You can hear him hammering. I wonder what he's doing.
No.
Well, Thomas, I remember you being two.
Mm-hmm.
And you started telling us that you were three and 5 months?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said 3 and 6 months. Sorry, not 3 and 5 months, 2 and 5 months. That would be when we were in Spain, was it?
Yeah.
Let me think, April, May, June, July, August, September. It was, yeah, 3 and 5 months. That's right, 3 and 5 months when we went to Spain. But when we were in Spain, you became, I keep saying three, you became 2 and 6 months, didn't you? Not three, 2 and 6 months.
Put a glove in the slide. Put a glove in the slide.
What about the post, Laurie?
Glove in the slide.
The post Laurie's going up in the sky?
Yeah, that is.
Mm.
Down, down, down.
You're lifting it up and down. And then when it got to 2 and 6 months, you kept saying you were 2 and a half, didn't you? If anybody asked you how you were, you said 2 and a half. Even when you were, say, 2 and 8 months, you were still saying 2 and a half.
Yeah. Silly me.
You were 2 and a half at Christmas, weren't you, in December? No, you weren't. What am I talking about? You were 2 and 8 months in December. 9 months in January. 10 months in February. 11 months in March. And 3 on Monday the 3rd of...
Saturday!
Monday the 3rd of April. You're enjoying those, aren't you?
Look, another packet full.
Another packet full, yes. And that packet will have to remain full, won't it? What about this? You going to finish this?
Okay.
Did you like that?